Well, join me in that attitude of prayer followed by the Lord's Prayer. Gracious loving God, we, as Solomon talked about, we don't understand life and both the blessings and the challenges, but we know that you are in control. So we want to say a special prayer for all of those that was mentioned aloud. But the beautiful thing about having a love relationship with you through the grace and love of the Holy Spirit, you can hear our prayers that are internal. And we just want to bring those to the throne of grace today too. And thank you for teaching the disciples how to pray. And we benefit from that. Because when they were here ministering and they walked everywhere they went, at the end of the day, Jesus would stop with them and they would have some dinner and fish probably and different things and fellowship. And then Jesus would go off by himself. And it puzzled the disciples. And they said, why do you go off by yourself? Well, you know, I am God, you guys. You know, remember I told you? Yeah, we believe that now, I think. But yeah, I'm God, so I get tired, I get hungry, I get lonely, and I need to take time to talk to the Father. And they were puzzled, can we talk to the Father? Yes, you can. Let me give you a model prayer. When you sit down and talk to the Father, you can use this as a model prayer. As we pray that prayer, Jesus taught by praying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, Lord.